off most federal employees who work for the foreign aid program USAID. The latest from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Federal workers challenged the layoffs in court, but a federal judge rejected their pleas to extend a stay on those job cuts. The result is 611 workers deemed essential have been notified. But the Trump administration, through the Department of Government Efficiency, will eliminate 2,000 other positions at USAID, while a fraction of worldwide employees will be placed on administrative leave. A separate judge ruled the administration must restore funding to USAID's programs worldwide, at least temporarily. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
In an email, Elon Musk is demanding hundreds of thousands of other federal workers explain what they recently accomplished. Republican Senator John Curtis tells CBS's Face the Nation.
It's not unusual in a corporate setting to have people report and explain what they're doing, especially if they're working from home. So I don't think this is a request is that difficult. I would ask my employees to let me know what they're doing.
Musk says he'll take failing to respond to his memo by midnight Monday as a resignation. Among those laid off, Greg Bufundo, who has rescued hikers and fought fires for the U.S. Forest Service.
People like me will not be available to help when the call comes.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is in critical condition now. Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
I was part of the conclave that elected him. I've gotten to know him. And so I worry about him as I would my own father, because he is our Holy Father.
The 88-year-old Pope is battling pneumonia. Israel has held up the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners slated to be let go as part of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire deal. Reporter Miriam Hirschlag explains.
Israel says it's not releasing the 602 Palestinian prisoners for now because of what it called grotesque ceremonies in which Hamas paraded Israeli hostages and coffins in front of crowds. One of those coffins contained the wrong body, another reason given for the holdup. Talks on the next phase of the ceasefire deal are frozen as Israel decides whether to go for a truce or return to fighting.
President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration is expected to intensify. CBS's Christian Benavidez explains.
CBS News learned that the Trump administration is preparing to bring back Title 42, which would allow border officials to quickly deport migrants seeking asylum at the border over what the U.S. calls public health risks.
It was enacted in the first Trump administration during the COVID-19 pandemic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the A to Z savings event at AutoZone.
Yeah, happy to be here. Can I get some rotors?
Would you like brake pads with that?
How much are the brake pads?
Free with the rotors.
Free. Really?
Really. Free.
Okay, I also need some oil.
Would you like an oil filter with that?
Yeah, how much is that?
Free with 5 quarts of oil.
Free? Really?
Really. Free. It's part of the A to Z savings event.
You might as well call it A to Free.
At AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Shockwaves continue to ripple around the country after President Donald Trump's Friday night purge at the Pentagon. WBZ radio reporter Mike Macklin has reaction from veterans in Boston.
Black veterans couldn't help but take notice of President Trump's firing of General Charles Q. Brown, only the second black man to ever hold the military's top office, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I think it sends a message that, okay, you have to toe the line with Trump or you're out of a job.
Ted Gilbert served with the U.S. Marines.
He's never served, and that's what we were talking about. Yeah. He's making decisions about the military for something he's never been there for.
Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris received the prestigious Chairman's Prize at the NAACP Image Awards. Harris called the civil rights organization a pillar of the black community. She urged people to stay resilient and hold onto their faith during President Trump's tenure. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds tonight and a little breezy, lows around 31. Breezy on your Monday, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-40s. Some rain possible Monday night, then clearing out a bit with a low of 31. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 44. Rain on Wednesday with a high near 45. Right now, 35.
Yeah. Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love. Great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a ship. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my nails and I twitch on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Like I love is good. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my heels and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Run crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Please.
It is Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Yeah.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. what we got. You say you're gonna go and call it quits, gonna chuck it all and break our love to bits.
Breaking up.
I wish you never said.
Breaking up.
No, no, we'll both regret it. That little chip of diamond on your hand ain't a fortune, baby, but you know it stands
for the love.
For love to try and bind
your love.
bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at
Inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Inside, outside USA.
Remember.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
J.N. We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Are falling 'cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so. There's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Just CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding tens of thousands of federal workers tell him by midnight Monday what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs.
The backlash to Musk's stark order was immediate, and not just from labor unions.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
There's a lesson to learn about Washington. Even your ideological counterparts will protect their turf. Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including state and defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Pope Francis continues to battle pneumonia. CBS's Seth Doan has the latest.
Pope Francis remains in critical condition tonight, with blood tests revealing early signs